Sitting up way too fast for my pounding head and roiling stomach, I look toward my bedroom door, hoping the someone isn't still here and that I hadn't. Glancing down at myself, I see that I am still dressed. The only things that have been removed are my suit jacket and work heels. Sighing, I fall back, relieved. But still. This was the second time this month, I was concerned enough to have begun counting, that I wound up getting so drunk I lost some memory of my evening. Feeling a mild sense of shame, I sigh again. Shame after drinking. It was on the quiz I consulted online a couple weeks back. Are you a problem drinker? I tend to believe that if you're consulting the quiz at all, you probably already know you're a problem drinker. Sitting up once again, this time more slowly, I take stock of my bedroom, issuing a loud yelp, heart pounding in my chest when I catch sight of the figure sleeping in my armchair in the corner. The figure jumps at the sound, sits upright from his slump, and stretches his arms above his head. He doesn't speak or yawn. We look at each other for a few beats, and then he stands. He turns, looking for something, then retrieves his own suit jacket, which had been draped over the back of the chair. Without a word, Russ walks by me and out of my open bedroom door. Moments later, I hear him in the bathroom taking a piss, a flush, and then the sound of running water. Then there is silence, and I imagine him standing in the hallway deciding which way to go. Left, back into my bedroom, or right, toward the exit. I hear footsteps, my security chain, and then the click of my apartment door shutting behind him.